What's it like to take on something very different to what you've done before? Well, in Wiltshire, there's a mental health service are inviting people to retrain as social workers. And Anna Claire Mitchell is one of the people who has signed up for this. Good morning to you, Anna Claire. What was your job before this then? What were you doing?
Hello there. Hi, I was a teacher for a couple of years in state schools in Bristol before joining the programme.
So now you've decided to retrain as a social worker. What was the idea behind the move?
It was when I was working as a form tutor for a group of Year 7 students. So I was looking after their pastoral care needs and supporting their access to learning. I became very aware of the number of them who were experiencing mental health difficulties or were living with parents or family members who were. And I became very aware that I didn't have the time or necessarily the skills at that point to support them. And I felt that I wanted to be able to do more, really. And it was then that I was listening to Radio 4 and heard about the Think Ahead training programme to get into mental health social work. And the two things sort of clicked and I thought, perhaps that's the path for me.
So I was thinking this morning about, you know, it being a completely different career change. But actually, do you think that your old job has helped you with your new one?
Absolutely. I think it's certainly helped me with the communication skills, which is a kind of core component of the job. It's helped me appreciate the different ways in which people learn and how, you know, people's very different life experiences sort of influence their development. And that really feeds into my job because mental health is very individualised. Everyone's recovery goals are different. And teaching really helped me, you know, get on board with that and build relationships with lots of different kinds of people.
So before day to day you were teaching, what does the day job lead you to do now? What are you doing most days?
It's a varied range of things, really. I mean, I guess I could be having a one-to-one therapeutic conversation with an individual who's, experiencing anxiety or depression. I could then be going onto the ward, working with somebody who's currently receiving treatment, and that might be going to a tribunal because they're appealing their section, and I might be, you know, thinking through why I think, for example, they do require treatment for that period of time. I might then be working with families. A lot of my work is not just with a person, but actually with the families around them to support them with managing, say, for example, if that person has to transition into care, I might be, you know, supporting them with the kind of emotions that go with that move. It's a very different job. And then, there's assessments and reports, so there's a lot of writing as well that I have to do. So you need to be able to communicate well verbally and on the page, really.
We're hearing this morning that Wiltshire Mental Health Services are inviting people to retrain as social workers and to maybe have a look at changing their career. So do you think there is a real need for more people to do a job like you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that is very particular about mental health social work and what we stand for within mental health is taking a social approach to promoting mental health recovery. So by that I mean that we think about people's individual goals and how we might support them to do that. And we think about the environments around a person and how they can perhaps be made more supportive. Now, I work in an integrated mental health team. So if a student was on the Think Ahead programme in Wiltshire, I think they'd be in the same setup, which means that I work alongside nurses, psychologists, psychiatrists, who all have their particular professional backgrounds and might bring medical expertise. And I guess that the role of the social worker is to kind of advocate and stand for, you know, looking at things in a slightly different way and thinking about, you know, how the person's environment could be changed to, you know, to help them be more supportive.
So it's obviously been a good thing for you. You'd encourage other people to have a look at changing their career then? It's never too late in life, is it?
No, absolutely not. I think you could go into social work from a whole range of backgrounds. I don't think there's a single degree subject that equips you. What you need is creativity, interest in mental health, resilience, good communication skills, and a passion really for helping people. And I think as long as you've got all of those things, you could do it.
Anna Claire Mitchell from Avon and Wiltshire Mental Health Partnership, thank you for your time this morning.
James Thomas.
BBC Wiltshire.